Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email from Aria.
Hello, my name is Aria. I graduated with a bachelor's in political science in May of 2022. Due to COVID and family issues, I graduated with a 2.7 GPA.
Okay.
You're smirking a little.
I mean, I don't know if I'm smirking. I'm just, it sounds like you struggled with school. When you start just these blanket excuses, COVID, family issues, it's, I don't know. Like,
ain't nobody believes that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I want to believe you. I really appreciate you for writing in. And I'm not saying that COVID wasn't a problem. I'm not saying you didn't have family issues. What I am saying is everybody had COVID problems and everybody has family issues. And a 2.7 GPA is something that you accumulated over 4 or 5 or more years of academia. And the scoreboard shows that you're not that good at school. Or you didn't make school the priority that it needed to be.
Or you didn't pause school when you had these problems and address it in a way that would have allowed you to resume and have a good grade when you came back.
So I just would avoid, I wouldn't, like, tell us you have a 2.7 GPA, but you don't, I think you're going to be better off if you just always cut the excuses out of it. Because it just sort of immediately strikes this tone of not taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't mean it that way. I know you were just trying to explain. But it makes you look like someone who finds excuses instead of someone who takes responsibility for what they've done.
Totally. I think there's a difference here. If you had said, due to COVID and family issues, I had a semester with a 2.7, it would be like, okay, yeah, some shit happened and you didn't have time to recover, right? Yeah.
But a 2.7 for a full undergraduate, like, there, a lot of that was happening before COVID ever even happened. You graduated in May of 2022, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you must have been in school for 2 full years before COVID ever hit. You know, don't get mad. I'm not trying to say you didn't have issues. I understand that you had issues, but you allowed those issues to get to the bottom line on your transcript. And that's your problem. Like, you have to take responsibility for that, because there were other things you could have done. You could have dropped all your classes. You know, you could have taken a step back. And I think you probably made an error by not taking a step back. Anyway, I've been working as a paralegal from November 2023 to the present. I have killer letters of recommendation from my boss and from a college professor. And I've been studying for the LSAT and will be taking it in June of 2024. I'm hoping to get in the low 170s. Wow. Now you sound like me, like somebody who did terrible in undergrad, and you're going to have a great LSAT. Which, cool, that's great. You're a splitter. But, you know, the only thing the law schools are going to see is 170s, 2.7. And they're going to go, ooh, 2.7. Wow, that's going to drag our median down. 170s, though, is going to potentially help our median go up. Okay, we're listening. And you making excuses about COVID and family issues doesn't help your case. It's like, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, just own it fully, basically.
Right. But my question is, will my work experience and high LSAT score make up for my low GPA? To add to all of it, a week before graduation, I was accused of plagiarism. Oh, shit. And I had to admit it in order to graduate on time, even though I didn't do it. And it will be on my transcript when I apply to law schools. How do I explain this to law schools? I'm honestly so worried about it. Please let me know. Thank you. Aria.
Oy.
Ouch.
Okay.
That's really very worrisome. I mean, that's like, so now not only do you have an atrocious GPA, but you also have a serious academic violation on your transcript.
And And I want to believe what you're telling me here, that it didn't happen, but you had to admit it in order to graduate on time. It just doesn't look very good at all. Because it's mm-mm. like, why not just say, okay, I'm not graduating on time. We're going to resolve this.
What's the value of graduating on time?
Yeah.
Like, why did you force yourself to graduate on time? Why didn't you fight those charges? Especially if you're going to go to law school.
I wonder if you can go back and fight it.
Yeah, you've kind of stumped us, Arya. You're in a bad spot here. If there's any way you could go back and get that taken off your transcript, that would be optimal. Because, you know, you're already going to be a splitter. Before we get to the plagiarism issue, no, your high LSAT score will not, your work experience and your high LSAT score will not make up for your LSAT. They will,
for your
though,
GPA.
For your GPA, yes. Your work experience is like almost irrelevant here. Your LSAT and your GPA are what are relevant. And no, your LSAT is not going to make up for your low GPA. It can kind of balance it to where at least you're going to be helping them on their LSAT numbers, even while you're hurting them on your GPA numbers. But that's not make up for. That's just kind of balance in a way.
Yeah.
Work experience, basically irrelevant. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
The LSAT is a high LSAT score versus like a medium LSAT score is going to help
yeah.
compensate for this low GPA, but you still stuck with it. At the end of the day, you have to go to LSATdemon.com/scholarships, put in your numbers, and see what the LSAT score does with your GPA. And then put the LSAT score up and down, say, hey, well, what if I got a 175? How does that help me get scholarships at various schools, which is a proxy for how likely you are to be accepted.
Yeah, that's it, right? If you want to see how much it matters, go to LSATdemon.com/scholarships. You can play with different LSAT scores and see what that does to change your admissions and scholarship chances. Boy, that plagiarism, though, you know, you have to pass a character and fitness background check in order to be admitted to the bar. So law schools know this, and that's the type of thing that like the bar is going to be really concerned about, that because ethical issues are very important for lawyers, right? When you're a lawyer, you have this fiduciary responsibility. You're often like, you've got people's lives in your hand.
You might hold their money in escrow. Who knows? Yeah.
Hold their money in escrow, like make important filings to the court that are going to be like determinative of their, whether they're going to be in state custody or not.
Yeah.
Or whether their kids are going to be in their custody or someone else's custody.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, there's just all kinds of really high level shit that lawyers are entrusted with. And when you have something that impinges on your like moral character, your trustworthiness, then that just looks really, really, really bad. I would at the very least, I would call my state bar and I would explain to them, don't make excuses. Just tell them that it's on your transcript.
Yeah, because that's how it's going to be accepted, no matter what you say later. That's why I think if you can get it off your transcript, that's the best outcome for you.
Sooner the better, right?
Yeah.
Contemporaneously, like creating a record that shows that you don't think you actually did this.
Yeah. Here's my evidence.
Right. Here's my evidence that I didn't do this. I told all my friends at the time. I told all my friends I didn't do this. I wrote these emails. I know I didn't do it. I only accepted this because you guys were forcing me to do it, or else I wasn't going to be able to graduate. And oh my God, like she probably did it because she wanted to like walk in graduation with her friends, or she wanted her parents to come to the graduation ceremony.
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows what the social pressure was, but it's an unfortunate. It feels like the same thing that happened with your GPA.
Right.
You pressed on, even though the circumstances weren't ideal. You pressed on, even though you were accused of plagiarism. There's sometimes when you got to stop and fight.
This is one of them. And, you know, hopefully you can get that taken off your record before you apply to law school. I would also, I would just have to say that, you know, we do a lot of trying to talk people out of law school on this podcast and our other podcast, Thinking LSAT.
Yeah.
I would love to try to talk Arya out of it. You know, you've demonstrated that you're not awesome at school. You've got problems, you know, like you can't get along apparently with professors or the administration or whatever, because you're like, how did you get this plagiarism accusation if you didn't actually do it? Are you sure you really want to sign up for more school? It's only going to get harder. The classes are going to be harder. The readings are going to be way worse. The expectations are going to be so much higher. Why do you want to get yourself into this world?
You know, I'm very sympathetic to that argument. The only counter I'm going to propose to that is that she is a paralegal, so she presumably True. Knows what she's doing.
True. Or
she has a sense of what she's getting involved in. And
how many months has she been a paralegal?
Yeah, a few months. So she's got to put in more time. Yeah. But she's also in the low 170s, right? Like, and
yeah.
The test is a good indicator of your willingness to grapple with the English language. It didn't work out for you, right, Nathan? So just because you have a high LSAT score doesn't mean,
now
is the answer.
Right.
But it is a glimmer of hope for someone.
It's a glimmer of hope. But like the bad grades meant something, you know?
Yeah.
I could have given you a million excuses why I got bad grades, but the truth was I just wasn't a hard enough worker. And when I got to law school, I was not going to thrive in a worker bee environment like that, because I'm just not a worker bee.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that my LSAT indicated some kind of like capacity, and I guess it does. It means that I'm a good reader, and it means that I'm willing to be patient and sticky kind of, right? And like refuse to pick wrong answers. Like I'm going to solve these problems.
Mm-hmm.
But the ability to solve those kinds of problems is, yeah, it helps. But the work ethic, if the work ethic isn't there, then it's just like you're barking up the wrong tree. I was clearly barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
But I agree. Arya went out and got a job as a paralegal. If you're thriving in the firm, if you like the firm, then maybe you keep going down this road. I think you got to call your state bar and talk to them about this issue. I might ask a couple of law schools what they think about the issue. Like, is this the type of thing that's going to keep me from getting admitted to your school? But even better than that, I think you got to go back and try to fight it in arrears and get it taken off your transcript if you can.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Let us know what happens. Yeah. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.